it is not our business to sanction the manifestos and ensure that they are consistent with the plan. What we sought to do is ensure that the political parties are part of the consultation process and accompanied us as we went round the regions and spoke to stakeholders so that they understood what the people are yearning for. And through this, we hope that the political parties in fashioning their manifestos will be informed by what their representatives garnered from the trips that we conducted around the country. You're not going to get everybody align their manifestos to the long-term plan quite the same way. But yes, I'm confident also that when the MPP manifesto does come out, it will also show some recognition, I think, of the views and so on that we gathered around. The long-term development plan doesn't envisage that every district would have, you know, one factory. The long-term development plan sets the vision of our industrialization as a people and the creation of society in which there's wealth creation, in which incomes double, and in which we industrialize into value-added, you know, activity. So that's the long-term vision. Now, if a party decides that one way of achieving that, we would have a factory in the district, that's for the party. We don't go into those details.